and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is August the 29th, 2018. It is a Wise Wednesday. I do anticipate Brother Davis. I haven't heard from him, but I expect him to come in. And if he does, we'll get into Wise Wednesday. Until then, we'll do what's in the news. If Brother Davis does not come in, I have some prior obligations, so we'll probably only be able to do an hour show. Then I have to have an appointment that I have to attend to. So, but we're looking forward to, even in that hour until Brother Davis comes in, we will get going here. And it's, let me just say this. Tomorrow's show is going to be critical show. Hope you all will be there. Invite your friends, invite your family members for tomorrow, Thursday, the 30th of August, 2018, Tando Radio Show. Great creator willing, if I'm here. And able to do it physically, I will do it. But that show is going to be a very, very, very important show. Hope that you will all engage in that one and invite someone that you know needs to hear. We're going to take a look at some things. We'll cover some of those things today. And I'll give my overall commentary on them, which I think is going to be critical. So, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. The network needs your overall financial support in the way of donations. You can do that through going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Hit the donation prompt. Give some of your financial energy so this network can continue to grow and bring other programs that the network itself you have deemed as it being necessary and important because you listen. And it needs to continue to grow and bring you more programs. And that can only happen if we are on air. And it needs your overall financial support, your financial energy, so that this network can continue to bring you what you have deemed as being necessary and relevant. You can give a donation. All donations, great or small, are greatly, greatly appreciated. And they go towards keeping this network on air. You could also support the network by being a part of the social media platform known as BTR Community. And you can find that at www.btrcommunity.com. You could go there, sign up, become a member for only $24 a year, one-time annual fee of $24 a year. And with that overall membership, you can engage in your social media activities on a platform that is more safe, more sound, and more holistic to your development than the platform's development in the overall communities at large development. And Black Talk Radio Network has put together BTR Community as a social media platform where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. They will not sell your identity to anyone. They will not allow anyone to use your identity as by way of asking you for your their overall database for that platform, so that they can use it for whatever they deem it necessary for. And that has adversely affected many. Some people were not able to get employment. Some people were missed out on promotion. Some people missed out on other opportunities. Why? Because your social media platform actually was there, and it was actually harvested for to get information about you. Look, gossiping about your private life is never a wise thing. Here's why I say that. I remember when I was a young man, my mother said to me, David, what goes on in the house stays in the house. Because if the problems of the house ever gets out in the streets, then the problem will be as big as the street. And so many people put on social media all of their problems. Now your problems are as big as the internet and the overall digital street. It's not the prudent, appropriate thing to do. And it is used against you. Definitely, definitely. So be mindful of what you do post, but also BTR Community is a membership where you have to be a member. And from that membership, you can promote things about your business and gain from that. You can't do that with the other one. They just steal your energy. They just steal your postings. They use what you're doing and your activity for the sake of having millions of people all over the place that you can have access to. But there's a downside to that. And it gives the appearance that is one thing, but in actuality, what they're doing is the old sacred hidden secret of stealing your energy for their profitability and not giving you 1 ounce of it so that you can use it economically for your overall benefiting gain. So BTR Community, $24 a year, become a member, and you don't have to worry about many of those things. Also, everyone, if you would like to acquire real money, you need to be going to Prosperity Mint. Believe me, even if you could just afford to buy 1 ounce of silver, you need to be doing that. Go to Prosperity Mint, www.prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in inventory there. Then email info@prosperitymint. Tell them you're a Tando Radio Show listener, and someone will get in contact with you. And that's for your benefit, because they want to make sure that you understand the proper way to acquire the precious metals to buy, okay? Because there is a proper and an improper way, okay? So make sure that you do that. There's not going to be for a sales call or harvesting your overall identity or anything of that nature. And please, if when you do email, respond to that email as well, okay? So it's to your benefit. Okay, so go to Prosperity Mint. If you would like to engage in the legacy wealth management seminar on family structure, how to structure yourself correctly, that's going to happen September the 15th and 16th in Dallas, here in Dallas, Texas. Definitely come on down. Or if you're going to, if you're here in the area, would like to be a part of it, all you have to do is you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Just say you're a Tando Radio Show listener, and that you just put Tando Radio Show in Legacy Wealth Management, or LWM, okay? So, and I will make sure you get that information. So what else? It was a couple of things else, but that's pretty much that was it that was there. So we're going to jump into what's in the news, and then hopefully Brother Davis will be here. We'll jump into today's show. But today's show is, hopefully Brother Davis will be here for Wise Wednesday. If not, we'll touch on a couple of other things and then get into, but we won't be able to have a two-hour show. I have to, at the top of the hour, I definitely have to do something very, very important. I have already a scheduled appointment that I have to attend. Okay, so here we go. What's in the news? You know, I hope everyone is noticing how many earthquakes are happening all over the planet. Another 7.3 or 7.1 that happened, I believe, down in the Australia area. The whole earth is, we've been having 7.1, 6.8 for the past 2 weeks all over the place. And I liken it to the earth is ringing like a bell. So I posted something from Dutch Sense from YouTube, does a great job on the volcanism and the seismic activities that's going on in the overall world. So check out that. Next article I got from CBS News. Half Americans can't pay for their basic needs. And also to repeat it, there was the article from the week. Almost half of Americans are struggling to pay for their basic needs. This will be a part of a major show that we're going to be doing. So definitely check out those articles. The next article I got from BuzzFeed News. U.S. government is updating its nuclear disaster plans, and they are truly terrifying. Check out that article, and it was actually taken from some other things, FEMA is in some of the overall continuity of government officials are preparing for nuclear engagement. And you can see that, and I definitely think that that will happen within probably the next 7 to 8 years, and will really kick off by 2020. And if you think, well, I got time. No, 2020 is only like 18 months away. And time is not something as far as we should be doing. Take advantage of the moments that you do have, because you have all of eternity, but the moments are very significant to deal with. So make sure that you're using that wisely. So I definitely hope that you check out this article, because I think it will be significant. Next article from CNBC. Forming the anti-dollar coalition should be Washington's top national priority. You know, CNBC, a.k.a. I call them criminals, nothing but criminals, commonly referred to as CNBC, criminals, nothing but criminals. You know, you got to be careful of them, because they lie, steal, and cheat, because they actually take a upholding the overall economic trends to uphold. And I remember their article saying, oh, the dollar will never, ever be. It's decades away from being even challenged. But it's good that you hear them. So whenever somebody from criminals, nothing but criminals, say something, if they say go left, go hard right. If they say go up, go down. If they say go to the right, go to the left. If they say stand put, just run in any direction as fast as you possibly can. Anyone will do. But whatever you do, don't listen to them. Do the complete opposite. You know, I like to liken myself I say this, I have four friends, four types of friends. I have my wise friend, my friend that confirms, the friend that gives direction, and then I have the fool. And then I have the fool, right? And all of them are equally important. The one that's the most important one of them all is the fool. And I tell you why the fool is the most important one. Because whatever the fool says, make sure you just do the opposite so you know what not to do. But the key is sometimes you may get messed up because the wise may turn into the fool and the fool may turn into the wise. You just have to be able to distinguish when that switch and that conversion has ever happened. So I will tell you, CNBC would be considered the fool side of it all, the foolish side of it all. You want to know what they say, and also Cerebrally Naive Network and American Best Criminals and Criminal Broadcast Station, all of those, you want to know what they say, listen to them so you'll know what not to do, and you'll do well. They've told you so many things that would have been completely wrong if you would just do the opposite. There was a very famous trader, and it was Livermore. Oh, what was it? Oh man, his name was on my tip of my tongue. It doesn't matter. So they asked him, and he actually died during the Depression. He killed himself, committed suicide. Littlemore. I didn't want to say Littlemore, but I know that's not right. I'll remember after the show, of course, at the appropriate time. So this this individual was known as a great trader. And one of the things he said was that, if I ever want to know some economic truths, I go to the economic spokespersons or the economic the celebrities in the economic field or the icons in the economic field, and I'll see what they say that they're doing. because I know that they're telling me and they're telling the general public what they're doing by this way. They're telling you how you can make them a profit. If they're saying that they're buying one thing, that's because they're selling it because they want you to buy it. Charles Livermore, I think it was. I'll find out. Keith, would you look up Charles, great Wall Street trader Charles Livermore? I think that's what his name is. It's Living Something. It'll come to me a little bit later. But that's some good advice. Let's get back to what's in the news. Next article came from Bloomberg. And it says gold bulls seen waiting a bit longer for the great short squeeze. Gold bulls may have to wait a little bit longer for the great short squeeze. And this was on for earlier, it was 2 days ago. It was on Monday. And this is one of those examples where you do the opposite. This is a prime example where you do the opposite. And the opposite of this is that they're saying that gold is not going to go up anytime soon. Well, it may not, but see, one of the things, the key to the overall financial metrics is that when gold and silver starts going down, that's a major, major problem. Livingston. I think his name is Livingston. It just hit me. All right, sorry about that. So when gold and silver goes up and when gold and silver goes down, that's an indicator of something extreme is looming financially because the market works off of margin. So this is an example where you would do the opposite. So check out that article. Next article, man, this one is critical. This is a critical, critical article that's going to be the mainstay of tomorrow's show and going into Friday. This is from Reuters. Venezuelans rush to shop before monetary overhaul. And this was a couple of weeks ago, but this is, I meant to do this and I kept missing it and I finally found it. Jittery Venezuelans on Fridays rushed to shops and formed lines in preparation of a monetary overhaul that would remove five zeros from the price in response to hyperinflation that has made cash increasingly worthless. This article is going to be the mainstay. And what they do is they show a picture of what a whole chicken would cost in Venezuela. But this isn't now. This was a while ago. And this is a visual effect of what we've been trying to show you and trying to get you prepared for because it's coming. And it's so much cash that's there. This is why I was saying in Venezuela, you don't have to count the cash. You need to weigh it. And it's really, and what's going to happen here is going to be, this going to make Venezuela look like they just had, you know, somebody's lunch money was just taken for the day. It's going to be far, far, far worse. So check out that one. Next article from Sputnik News, China rejects reports on building military base in Afghanistan. Yes, there's been some reports that China's building military bases in Afghanistan. Would you be surprised? Nope, I wouldn't. Actually, would probably think it would be wise for them to do it. And the reason being is because that's going to be a choking point and a cutoff point for supplies for the U.S. military to be able to engage in war in the overall Middle East and in the Baltic states and in that whole region. Afghanistan is critical. It's logistically, Libya is logistically critical. The Horn of Africa is logistically critical. Djibouti is logistically critical. Crimea is logistically, Syria is logistically critical. Without those overall places and by losing Germany, because Germany's not going to be a war ally of the U.S., France won't be able to do it any at all. And guess what? England won't be. Nobody will be. So where does that leave? It's going to be pretty difficult. So check out that article. Next article I got from Veterans Today. U.S. urges world court to dismiss Iran's lawsuit, insists sanctions are lawful. This is the purge, everyone. This is the purge of the U.S. that's coming about. And now you're going to start to hear people start to say that. But we've been trying, and we've been telling you this for since we've been on and trying to get everybody prepared, because it really takes us a while to get prepared, because we're working on margins that are nowhere near in competition of those that can prepare in 24 hours, 12 hours. But believe me, even if you are a person with means that can prepare in 12 or 24 hours, the longer you wait, that 24 hours becomes where you can't, because you'll still have to rely on the delivery system. And you doesn't matter how much you have, you can't make it go any faster. So, very important. Next article I got from Strategic Culture: asymmetrical financial war and radical U.S. leverage. What will it bring? Check out that article. Next article I got from Bloomberg. Bloomberg report says Venezuela to sell gold ingots to pensioners as inflation soars. That exact same thing will happen to people here. But guess what's going to happen? If you prepare for it beforehand, this is where gold ingots is they're extremely small. They can be anywhere from a quarter of an ounce to a gram. And if you prepare for things correctly, you can have even more of, and at the appropriate time in Venezuela, ingots are extremely valuable. Gold ingots are extremely valuable. Why? Because it's money. The only thing you got to make sure is that it's real. So definitely check out that article and need to know. You need to prepare. That's why you need to be going to Prosperity Mint. Also, I will be giving a precious metals class. Everyone here, you definitely, if you're interested in the precious metals class, then you need to contact me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Just say you're a Tando Radio Show listener and you want to get involved in the precious metals class. We'll be giving it to a lot of people, need to be giving it to you all, the listeners, and it's definitely time for you to engage in that, because you're gonna definitely need it. So please do that. Next article, a guy from Press TV: Syria gives UN data on planned false flag chemical attack. Here we go with that again. Next article from South China Morning Post: Chinese aircraft carrier on final sea run to combat readiness. The first Chinese home built aircraft is entering the home straits to combat readiness, with the start of the final sea trials that could last up to a year, according to observers. Check out that article. Next article, this one is from Truth Dig, and this is written by Chris Hodges. I definitely, if anything you see that Chris Hodges writes, I definitely suggest that you read it. And it is Becoming a Serf. Check out that article. Next article from the Brick Post: China, North Korea rejects Trump's claim. Check out that article. Then next one from Geopolitical Alert: is the U.S. itching for a new war in the Horn of Africa? Just talked about that. Yes, it is, because it is going to have to, and this is where how it's also going to be defeated. So that's what's in the news, and I don't think Brother Davis is there, so we'll fill in some things until... So what we'll do is we probably won't have Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis may have it later on this evening, but I know he said he would probably the 10 o'clock hour, but he may have forgotten. But we'll catch. He may do it later on this evening. He'll kind of
Dave, there won't be another Tando this evening. So he has to do it Wednesday mornings with the regular time for Tando, because I have things that I'm doing in that time period now.
Okay, that's right. I forgot about that. Right. Yeah. So Brother Davis will be doing it probably next week. I'll get in contact with Brother Davis. He may have forgot, and I know he's doing some things too. So no problem. We'll move and continue through. So just watch out for Wise Wednesdays here in the morning at 10 o'clock. All right, so let's get into a couple of things. A lot of things that we posted there. And what I want to do is I want to check out this one article. There's a couple of good ones that's really significant. And let me pull this one up. It's from the Criminals, Nothing But Criminals, The Anti-Dollar Awakening Could Be Rude and Sooner Than Most Economists Predict. And this was put out on Monday. And what I want to do is I want to talk about this with you all in the time that we have left. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation about anything we've talked about, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. This article, it says, here it is. The United States is currently waging an economic warfare against one-tenth of the world's countries, with a cumulative population of nearly 2 billion people and combined gross domestic product of more than $15 trillion. Did you hear what CNBC just admitted? But see, one of the bad things about this is that most people think everything is conspiracy theory until the greatest conspirators tell you something. And the mainstream media is always worried about conspiracy theories. You know why? Because they tell the conspiracy theories is actually pointing to the conspiracy agendas. And they don't want you looking at that. So what do they try to do? They try to ostracize that and downplay that and try to put a tinfoil hat on all of that. But the only person that has a tinfoil hat is those that believe what they say. And it's crazy. And they admit to pretty much everything, pretty much all of the conspiracies that have been said that should be concerning didn't have just a measure of truth. They were all completely true. There may have been some elaboration. People may exaggerate it some on some things, but they were completely true. And it's the thing about it is that because we don't engage in that, we never, ever, ever be able to discern the lies from the truth and what's really going on. Let me read this first paragraph again. The United States is currently waging economic warfare against one-tenth of the world's country with a cumulative population of nearly 2 billion people and combined gross domestic product of more than $15 trillion. And I would say to you, no, is not one-tenth of the world's countries. The United States actually is engaging in economic warfare against 99% of the world's countries. Everybody that has that uses the dollar is under economic warfare of the U.S. Everyone that trades with the U.S. dollar, every country that's traded in the past, present, and will do it in the future, they are getting a slave's wage for their assets. They are under economic attack of the United States because that's what the dollar is. It is a debt instrument. And they commit financial hanging of countries. They lynch countries' economies. And that's what the dollar does. But it not only does it that, but I would really say that the U.S. dollar is waging war against 99% of the human population on the planet. If you really look at it in true scope and in depth, it's much broader than what's being admitted to. And the article goes on. It says, these include Russia, Iran, Venezuela, Cuba, Sudan, Zimbabwe, the Dominican of the, I mean, the Democratic Republic of Congo, North Korea, and others. Washington has imposed sanctions over the years, but also countries like China, Pakistan, and Turkey, which are not under full sanctions, but rather targeted for other punitive economic measures. Turkey now is under U.S. sanctions. Pakistan is under U.S. sanctions. China is under U.S. sanctions, called tariffs. Turkey is being, their overall economy is being economically attacked by the policies of the punitive economic policies and measures of the so-called Corporation of the United States. Pakistan is as well. India is. India is. All of the countries are. See, everyone that does business with Iran is getting economic punitive damages done to them by the U.S. because they're doing business with Iran, buying Iranian oil. Who's buying Iranian oil? France. Germany. Germany is really the real, it wasn't Iran that was the real cusp of the overall leading the Iranian nuclear treaty. It was, there was a way to target and destabilize Germany's economy. So, this is the truth. And the article goes on. In addition, thousands of individuals from scores of countries are included in the department's list of special designated nations who are effectively blocked from U.S.-dominated global financial systems. Many of these designations are either part of or closely linked to countries and their leaderships. From a U.S. perspective, each one of these economic entities is targeted for good reasons, being it human rights violations, terrorism, crime, nuclear trades, corruption, or in the case of China, unfair trade practices and intellectual property theft. How about that? And if you think about that, the U.S. has been the greatest purveyor of human rights violations, terrorism. There was no greater terroristic act that the world has ever seen other than the greatest act of terrorism the world has ever seen is what the U.S. did when it dropped two nuclear weapons on Japan. See, most people said, well, no, that was, no, you don't know, you're just being schooled, you're repeating what you've been told, you know nothing about how this works. They see, when you use violence to gain an economic or political gain, that is an act of terrorism. Wasn't an act of war. Japan had already wanted to surrender. Japan had already lost the war. And the most important part was that those were not military installations. They were civilian cities. The people that were living there, and what is it? It's always been a overall human rights violations for the military to do what? Direct their overall acts of engagement of violence against civilians. But they targeted two cities with two nuclear devices. Call it what you may, but the truth of the matter is that was a crime. And the crime was terrorism. And it's the greatest act of terrorism in our time. See, remember, and I say this all the time for those of you who listen to Tando Radio Show, you know. Remember when Japan was forced to attack the U.S. through the embargo and the sanctions, they had no choice. When they attacked Japan, if you've ever been to Hawaii, if you've ever been to Pearl Harbor, you know how close the overall harbor, Pearl Harbor, sits to the overall neighborhoods and the communities, the civilian communities around Pearl Harbor. They didn't touch those neighborhoods. They didn't touch those civilian areas. They didn't touch those. They engaged the overall military apparatus that was stationed there. And the bullies, the terroristic bullies, because they got a new toy, a new device of destruction, or a device of mass destruction, couldn't wait to use it and then have everybody grovel at their feet.
Hey, Dave.
Because of fear. Yes, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, you know, I was stationed there for 3 years, and I can confirm that. And you could still, some of the buildings at Schofield Barracks, because I was stationed at Schofield, but I worked on Wheeler Air Force Base. But in the barracks, you could still see some of the holes, man, the bullet holes. I mean, yep. They didn't patch them up, you know what I'm saying? But, right. But you know, there were bullet holes. So, and I actually, because wherever I went, man, I talked to the local people, you know what I'm saying? I tried to mix in mm-hmm. with them. And but you're exactly right, man. They did not attack the civilian population. And that just go to show you, man, just how evil the United States is, that it would drop not one but two nuclear bombs on a civilian population. Just disgusting. Hey, Dave, before you close out, give me a few minutes. I have to go outside and check on something with the house, and I'll be back.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, Scotty's right. It's there. If you've been to Pearl Harbor, it's right there. You can see it. And that's the evidence of that counters the lie. See, the truth, you can substantiate and validate the truth, but the lies have to be upheld. And they had the whole thing was a lie. Next one, it says crimes. How many crimes has the U.S. been engaged in? Their whole financial system, their whole geopolitical system is based off of organized crime. You don't have to worry about, you know who the true organized crimes are, is that they have a government office and have a government address and have government policies and procedures. That's organized crime. Nuclear trade. Who in the world is the U.S.? They've been trading nuclear technology. They allow... It's so funny. There's one of their allies who always is crying about another country getting nuclear technology, never signed a nuclear proliferation treaty, Israel. How is it that they're worried about another country having nukes when they have them? And they refuse to sign. Where's the sanctions against them? No, because they serve the overall direction. And these are truths. And I'm not scared. Most people say you can't talk against Israel. That's because you're scared. And that's what this system wants you to do. It never wants you to be prepared. It always wants you to be scared. When you're prepared, you don't have any energy for being scared. Because there's nothing a coward could ever do to you. There's nothing a bully can ever gain from you. So now, and then corruption. Corruption? Boy, that's not the kettle calling the pot black. Or in the case of China, unfair trade practices. This has been this country has been notorious for unfair trade practices. Here's what the U.S.'s trade practices is. If it doesn't benefit our overall pockets, it won't happen. We're the middleman on every deal. We're the organized crime that everybody has to pay taxes to. Protection money, as Keith said. And intellectual property theft. What? Do you know how much intellectual property theft is? This whole country was built off of intellectual property theft. See, what happens is that it's a case of we can do whatever we want, but you just can't do it. You just have to be the perfect victim to what we want. You just... Right, do as I say, not as I do. Well, I think it's more do as I say, else I do it unto your head. And They need the perfect victim. And believe me, they're not just doing this to other countries. And it's really crazy when you hear what's being done to other countries. But see, the thing is that they're actually doing it to you, too. And this actually harbors an emotional anger and discord and hatred. And the thing about hate, those that harbor hate, it consumes their target. But before it consumes their target, it first has to completely overtake themselves. There's nothing that will ever, ever, ever come good of the hate that we've been taught to be able to just throw out at any moment, thinking that it's okay. We think it's okay to hate people. We think it's okay to harm people, intentionally harm people, or I don't care. See, these were all the things that were taught to us, and this is the thing about that. It may feel good today, but what you don't know that that cancer is growing in you and it's going to be destroying you in a very painful way. Very, very painful way. Here's the article again. But in recent months, it seems that America's unwavering commitment to fighting all the world's has brought up all of these governments and the wealthy individuals to support them to a critical mass, joining forces to create a parallel financial system, which would be out of the reach of America's long arms. Should they succeed, the impact of an American global posture would be transformable. Move this down. America's global supremacy has been made possible only thanks to its military power, which is no longer of any formidable threat to any country in the world anymore. And I will say no formidable threat to any country in the world anymore. Here's why. Because all of the countries can get nuclear technology, and all of the countries can have a poor man's nuke known as cyber attacks. You can nullify all of their high technology with just a little virus. And you can make their planes, trains, and automobiles come dock at your harbor or explode on impact or run it aground, run it into another. You could do whatever you want. You have full control over it. Very important. One more, real quickly. America's global supremacy has been made possible. Let me just say that the key to this is global supremacy. Every empire dies by having global supremacy, because what they do is they become arrogant, and their arrogance initiates what they lose. They try to get control of the world by the fist. And then the fist, as it starts to spread, it loses its grip, and the rest of the world can easily, easily defeat it. America's global supremacy has been made possible not only thanks to its military power and its alliance system, but also due to its control over the plummeting of financial and global finances, and particularly the broad acceptance of the dollar as the world's reserve currency. The unique status of the U.S. currency has anchored the global financial system since World War II. It is now going to end about 70 years. They last about 85 to at most 100 years. And all currencies that have been the reserve currencies, they die after around 80 to 75 years, and the U.S. dollar is not going to be any different. The U.S. dollar has already died. It's already dead. They're just sending the body back home to be buried to the family. There needs to be the funeral that you all need to plan for, because when it comes to you, you're not going to want it. And the setup is there. The rest of the world has aligned itself. And in aligning itself, is able to easily defeat this the overall American empire. But that's what the system needs, because the system created the Corporation of America. They're gonna allow this empire to fall so they can raise up another empire that everyone will be proud of until they get tired of that one too. By that time, you'll all be long gone. So it'll be the New World Order 100 years from now. You'll hear about the New World Order, and then if you came back 100 years from now, you'll say, wait a minute, that's not new. They was doing that 100 years ago, because the same things that they're doing now, they were doing 100 years ago and 200 years ago. When are you going to take a look and see the correlation is the key? So real quickly, I want to finish this article out. Any transaction done in U.S. dollar or using U.S. banks automatically brings trade parties under American legal jurisdiction. When the United States decides to impose unilateral sanctions, as in the case of Iran, it is essentially telling the world's government, corporations, and individuals, it is essentially telling the world's governments, corporations, and individuals that they must choose between halting business with the sanctioned country or be shut off from the world's number one economy. This is a powerful stick. Well, it ain't such a stick no more. It's more like a match. And it's going to light the fuse to blow everything up here. Because the rest of the world now has realized is that, hey, you know what? It's time for us to divest ourselves. Take out our engagement from, our energy from, and put it in somewhere else. And what will that do to the U.S.? Just imagine, I want to just say to you all that, let's say your overall lifestyle that you've been accustomed to. When I say you're accustomed to a lifestyle, let's say you've been living a certain way for the past 7 years, past 5 years, past 3 years. You can get accustomed to a lifestyle of that time, right? Let's say that lifestyle was based off of $1 million US dollars. And everything that you've done was over the past 20 years has been based off of, or 70 years has been based off of you having that $1 million every year. So you would develop some real things that you would be accustomed to. You would have been to this place, that place. You would live in this block here, here, and here, because you're accustomed to having that. So just imagine after 70 years, which you were accustomed to, all of a sudden, you went from having $1 million every year to only having $1. And you have the overall lifestyle of what? $1 million, which means that you probably extended that to a lifestyle of probably about $10 million. And then now you only get paid $1. Or how about this? How about you only get paid $800,000 now? Or $900,000? Everything will start to crumble right away, because you have a lifestyle that has been developed around $1 million and extending into 2 and 5. And really, if you think about it, you have a $70 million lifestyle. This is $1 million a year that you are used to getting. That's $70 million. How would that change your overall standard of living? Completely. But what will that do to the economy? Nothing at all. You just won't live on the block. You just won't dine at that restaurant. You just won't drive that car. You just won't go to, your children won't go to this school. You just won't be at that vacation spot. You see, it'd be filled by somebody else. The world's economy is going to continue. You just won't be a part of it. And that's very, very important, because that's what's happening here. I don't laugh anymore. I just shake my head. I hear it, and I don't say nothing. I keep moving. Everyone thinks that the world needs the U.S. economy, and they think they will never do that. They can't do that because of this and because of that. The world don't need, the economy doesn't need the U.S. The economy will use the U.S. It doesn't need it. And that's how it's going to nullify and divest itself, because the economy is going to continue. The U.S. won't. I think we got a caller in before we get ready to get out of here. Welcome, caller out of North Carolina. What say you?
Hey, how you doing today, Jay?
What's going on, bro?
Hey, this is Mike, man. I was just enjoying the program, man. You hit on something, boy. You hit on something. You know what I'm saying? This, when you're talking about, when you're talking about how to...
I think we lost the caller. Oh, yeah. Mike, whenever you get a chance, give us a call back. I think we lost the caller. But, hey, Scotty, we're going to have to I'm going to have to get out of here, because I have to get on this appointment. Then I'll pick up. Mike, if you're listening, what we'll do, call back tomorrow. We'll have a full two-hour show. What's up to my man Jenna that's there? Everyone, is never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid.